This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hello and welcome to the Hot Corner, whether you're listening to us in the morning, afternoon, or evening. Welcome either way, and I'm your host for the show, Ryan McKenna. In today's episode, we will have the news, an injury report, along with a who's hot and who's not fantasy update. In that news, some of the highlights are that the Arizona Diamondbacks clean house, firing their general manager and manager. Also, the Florida Marlins ended some speculation, and not to mention tons of Red Sox injury news. We're geared up for a good episode. Hopefully you are as well. Here's the news.
The Hot Corner News.
The Arizona Diamondbacks cleaned house Thursday night as they fired general manager Josh Burns and manager A.J. Hinch. Ex-major leaguer Kirk Gibson was named the interim manager of the D-backs. Arizona entered Thursday's play 15.5 games back of the division-leading San Diego Padres. Hinch had 2 years left on his contract, while Burns had 5 years left after the D-backs signed him to an 8-year extension following the D-backs' great year in 07 when they made it to the NLCS. Tuesday brought the end to speculation that was dragging on for close to a week. The Florida Marlins have made their selection for a manager to replace the recently fired Freddy Gonzalez, and it's not Bobby Valentin, as of yet that is, it's the intern Edwin Rodriguez. Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria told the team about the news 5 minutes before first pitch on Tuesday night. The news seemed fitting as Rodriguez is the first Puerto Rican manager in the big leagues, and the news was made in Puerto Rico when the Marlins were playing the New York Mets. The Marlins went on to win that game by a score of 7-6. Red Sox news this past week saw them acquire their backup catcher from 2007 and 2008 in the likes of Kevin Cash. Cash was acquired from Houston for infielder Angel Sanchez. Cash will give the Red Sox another option behind the plate after, as we will mention later on, Victor Martinez went down. Cash played on Friday night for the Red Sox, catching for Tim Wakefield and their 3-2 victory over the Baltimore Orioles. More Red Sox news this past week saw Red Sox Dustin Pedroia back out on the field taking ground balls, a day after doctors told him he would be out for close to 6 weeks. Wait, what? Is he nuts? Yes, he is, according to manager Terry Francona. Pedroia was taking ground balls on his knees and hopes to be perfectly ready once the doctor tells him he can play again. Francona had this to say about his second baseman. Quote, "He's a maniac. He knows he can't put any weight on that foot, and he knows he's going to slow himself down if he does, so he'll abide by the rules, but he'll bend them as much as he can," end quote. Gotta love Petey, folks. He shows a lot of heart out there on the ball diamond. And if you're looking for that picture, we should be able to post it for you from the article in which we got this story from. After Carlos Zambrano's tirade in the dugout last week, which led to his indefinite suspension from the Chicago Cubs, on Tuesday he was placed on the restricted list. This will allow Zambrano to be paid while also going to therapy for his temper. Cubs general manager Jim Henry says that Zambrano nor his agent have asked for a trade or for his release from the team. Garrett Atkins was designated for assignment this past week by the Baltimore Orioles. Atkins has struggled the last couple seasons and lost his starting job about a month ago to a rebuilding, younger Orioles squad. I heard this news on Sportsnet Connected, and I had a pretty good laugh when I first heard it. Sal Fasano was named the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays' low Class A team this past week. Rumors are swirling that he could potentially be the next manager of the Jays when Cito Gaston retires at the end of the season. I read one comment by a fan commenting on Fasano being manager, and this fan says that the Blue Jays could definitely use a mustache ride. A really good story that I just read about Sal Fasano is on a link that we'll post here. This story is quite touchy. It's about Fasano and his quest for one more Major League Baseball season so that he can get the Major League Baseball health plan for his son. You'll have to read the whole story to know what I'm talking about, though. Roger Clemens was pitching again this past week, but it was not with a major league club, but rather at the Texas League All-Star Game, in which his son Kobe Clemens was a part of. Kobe went homerless during the Derby. On Wednesday, a press conference was held to announce the Atlanta Braves organization, along with the City of Atlanta, will host the 2011 and 2012 Major League Baseball Civil Rights Games. Atlanta, as many of you already know, is where Martin Luther King Jr. was raised and where he lived until his death in 1968. As seen if you were following the Hot Corner Daily Fix this past Wednesday, the College Baseball World Series came to a close. The South Carolina Gamecocks won the first game of the best-of-three series against the UCLA Bruins, and in Game 2, it needed extra innings, and in the bottom of the 11th, Whit Merrifield drove in the game-winning run for a 2-1 win for the Gamecocks and a College World Series championship. One of the Molina brothers are on the move. Benji was traded by the San Francisco Giants Thursday for cash, reliever Chris Ray, and minor leaguer Michael Maine. Molina was hitting .257 with 3 home runs and 17 RBIs for the Giants this year. The move forced the Rangers to demote Max Ramirez to Class AAA, while also sending Buster Posey in the clear, as Posey will now be the everyday catcher for the Giants. All-Star rosters will be announced today. You can watch the announcement on TBS at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, or stay tuned to Sports Superstation's Daily Fix on Monday, as we will have the full rosters for you. There are still 4 days to vote for the last player of each roster. You can vote for that player at MajorLeagueBaseball.com or MLB.com. That's all for the news.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
The Boston Red Sox are looking much like the New York Mets from 1 year ago. The Red Sox have been suffering by a strong case of the injury bug, and that only got worse this past week. Victor Martinez, Jason Varitek, and Manny Del Carmen were all placed on the 15-day disabled list in the last 7 days. Martinez is out with a fractured left thumb, while Varitek is out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken left foot, the same injury as Dustin Pedroia, but Pedroia suffered it last week. And finally, Del Carmen is out with a right forearm strain. Wow, I know one thing, folks. I don't know where the Red Sox would be right now if they didn't have such a magnificent farm system. They would certainly not be one game back of the division-leading Yankees. One of baseball's most hyped prospects to begin the year, Jason Hayward, was placed on the DL Tuesday. The NL Rookie of the Month for April and May will be out with a deep bone bruise in his left thumb. This may or may not affect Hayward's chances at landing an All-Star position. Joel Zamaya had an extremely scary scene Monday night when he thought his career was over. Zamaya describes to ESPN that he heard a, quote, loud and disgusting pop. That pop was the sound of a fractured elbow, which will end Zamaya's 2010 season. Zamaya says he hopes to be ready for spring training next year. We would have posted the video of the injury, but according to numerous videos on YouTube, the video of Zamaya's injury cannot be shown due to copyright issues. The Philadelphia Phillies are having injury troubles of their own, as two of their everyday players, All-Star Chase Utley and Placido Polanco, were both placed on the 15-day DL. Utley is out with a right thumb injury that required surgery and will keep him out of the lineup for up to 8 weeks, and that means he may not return until September. Polanco, on the other hand, has an elbow injury that will keep him out of the lineup for 3 to 4 weeks, according to Yahoo Sports. Manny Ramirez, the slugger for the Los Angeles Dodgers, was placed on the 15-day disabled list retroactive to Tuesday with lingering hamstring problems. Manny's hitting .322 with 8 home runs. The Jays placed their opening day starter Sean Markham on the DL this past week with inflammation in his right elbow. The Toronto Star reports he will only miss one scheduled start. Although the article does not list who will replace Markham the day that he's supposed to pitch. Although the Jays did call up Mark Reshemsky from AAA on Friday. The Cards have placed outfielder Ryan Ludwig on the 15-day DL with a right calf strain. The move is retroactive to June 26. Ludwig had suffered the injury just a few days earlier against the Jays, and it appears as though he re-aggravated it while jogging on the treadmill. That's it for the injury report, and we're about to wrap things up with the fantasy update.
The Hot Corner. Who's hot and who's not? Fantasy update.
All right, let's see who's hot in the majors. Scott Rolen. Rolen had a great turnaround this season for the Red Hot Reds. Rolen was acquired from Toronto last year and is hitting .302 with 17 home runs and 56 RBIs to date this year. Vladimir Guerrero. After having an injury-filled 2009, Vladimir Guerrero is a serious contender to have his name read later on today at the All-Star selection when the All-Star selections are named. He is hitting .334 with 18 home runs and 70 RBIs for the division-leading Texas Rangers. Guerrero is getting a lot of bats at the DH position. Who's not? Well, AJ Burnett. In his second year of his contract with the New York Yankees, AJ has struggled mightily. Before his start on Friday, Burnett ended that start losing his last 5 consecutive decisions. He had a good outing against the Jays on Friday, however, going 6 2/3 innings and earning a no decision. Dallas Braden. Braden has been absolutely brutal, to say the least, since his perfect game on May the 9th. In 8 starts since that perfect game, he is 0-5 while giving up a total of 23 earned runs in the process. That's it for the fantasy update. I want to thank everyone for tuning in this week. Our end song this week will be a new one by Kevin Rudolph. And he's been making a few new good tunes lately as well. I also want to say 2 more things. Secondly, come to the website every day at sportssuperstation.com, and we have started a new, I guess, daily thing called the Daily Fix, and with that we list a picture or a video from the previous day, and it's sort of like, I guess you could say, TSN's highlight of the night, or along those lines at least. So tune in every day for the Daily Fix at sportssuperstation.com. Finally, the All-Star ballots will be named today. You can once again vote for the last man at MLB.com. Have a good week, everyone, and thanks for tuning in.
The Hot Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst Adam Connell. See you next week. You make the rain fall. She getting my dollars the same rock. Umbrellas let up on the same block. The weather keep pouring, this thing's hot. Little mama handle herself on the pole like a pro, so I fish off the same dock. Clouds over my head, thundering lightning, she crashing for bread. She making storm, I'm already prepared. Who do I want, cause I cut the checks. So that she more than jacuzzi with jets. Can't use a mop for this tip, top of wet. It's about the drizzle, I walk on the set. I got the ball, girl, I'm telling you,
catch. You make the rain fall, cause it's